This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We've got an occasional series we're doing called Disappearing Jobs. People whose jobs are changing or going away entirely because the economy we all live in is changing too. Today we're going back in time a little ways to the days before ebooks and laser printers and everybody reading everything on tablets anyway. We're going to a company called Aardvark Letterpress where they still do things the old-fashioned way.
My name is Carrie Ocon. We're at Aardvark Letterpress in the heart of Los Angeles. We do printing, letterpress printing, which is a specialty, sort of a stamp of letterpress, is that it makes an impression, literally speaking. Yeah. It's relief printing. So, yeah, so often somebody comes in and they're just, you know, they hold something. When you give someone a business card that's been letterpressed, they just, they don't want to put it down.
How come this is the one that's left? There used to be letterpress companies all over the city. How come you guys are still here?
There were a lot of them, and I don't know why we're here. You know, we're survivors. I mean, there was a time when we were, you know, barely able to pay the rent. You know, now we can pay the rent and maybe a couple of utility bills, and we just, I think, persevered, and kind of everyone else died off, and now there aren't a lot of other places to go. It's us.
How's business?
Business is good. There are challenges with what we do because everything is so labor-intensive, time-intensive, and we can't really charge what we should be charging to recover all of our time and efforts because even though people love what we do, there's a point where they say, well, yeah, you know, business cards for $1,000 might be a little much, even though it's amazing.
Do you see a way that you can keep going?
I think we can. We're not doing mainly business stuff. We're doing, you know, invitations, and we're working with a lot of artists, a lot of people in the entertainment world, creative people. We're trying to incorporate the old technologies. You know, this is 600-year-old stuff that Gutenberg developed, but integrate it with the digital world and younger artists, and it's like this sort of marriage of old and new together, which I think there's such a big interest nowadays. This is something you'll like.
I like it all, man.
Yeah, well, this is always kind of a cheap trick, except it's not so cheap. This one you have to do manually.
Wow.
You take each letter out by one at a time. So I'm going to set your name. R-Y-S-S, right?
Yeah.
D-A-L. L. So each of these letters is a mold.
Oh, and it goes into a thing.
It goes into a thing. That's the technical name for it. And
look at that.
See? And there's the mold.
Wow.
So what this machine does...
This is like hot lead stuff, right?
It is hot lead.
Get out of here.
So I lock this in here, hit this button, and it's going to... Excuse me. It's going to shoot the lead into the stick, into the mold. That's done. And out will come if it works.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's also really hot.
It's a little hot, not too hot.
Well, I'm an office guy.
Yeah, that's true. And that's ready to print. You know, we give that to the press, and he locks it up, and boom, boom, boom.
We took some video while we were out at Aardvark. Lots of cool old machines there. We've got it online at marketplace.org.